Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
This all goes back to the ring ceremony last Thursday. Jack Easterby, formerly of New England, by the way, was present, as was Nick Caserio. And it seems the Patriots are going to claim that something happened during that ring ceremony that led the Texans to, one, fire general manager Brian Gain, and two, believe that Caserio would come and replace them. The league is going to investigate and see if the Texans did anything unethical or against the rules. One possible solution could be the teams exchanging draft pick compensation for Caserio to go from New England to a potential new home in Houston.
As if the Patriots don't smack us around enough. Now they got to throw the tampering charges our way. It's bad enough Bill O'Brien can't find a way to beat the Patriots, even if Jacoby Brissett's the quarterback, if it's the playoffs, if it's the first game of the season, can't beat them. But now, when we want somebody that's in their front office, Nick Caserio, they file these tampering charges. A guy that knows the Patriots front to back, covers the team for the Boston Globe, Ben Volen, joins In the Loop with Landry Locker and John Lopez right now. Mr. Volen, I guess I just got to ask you, from a Patriots perspective, these tampering charges, what can you tell us about these tampering charges? And based on what you know, does this mean that Nick Caserio wants to come to Houston, or is that still uncertain as well?
So, yeah, just to provide a little context for these tampering charges, it's very rare in the NFL. Tampering itself is common. Everyone kind of jokes that the NFL Combine is tampering central for free agents, and it's kind of like a gentleman's agreement in the NFL that coaches and executives and players, everyone's kind of talking behind everyone's back, and you really only bring tampering charges if you want to make a point. Or, you know, the last time the Patriots did it was in 2015. That was against the Jets, their hated rival. They love needling and poking the Jets. It was over Darrelle Revis. The Patriots had no intention of keeping Revis at the numbers that he got from the Jets, but they still filed the tampering charges anyway. And that was the last time they did it. That was 2015, 4 years ago. So the fact that they filed these charges, I was surprised. It shows that maybe things aren't so rosy between the Texans and the Patriots when we thought, you know, because of the Bill O'Brien connection and Jack Easterby, who had just been here for 6 years, we always thought these teams were on great terms. And, you know, I wonder if it's more the Easterby side of things. I know Belichick really liked him and wanted him back, but I'm not sure where his relationship with Easterby, that is, with the Kraft family. And so I think the fact that he was involved at that ring ceremony, talking to Caserio, it's getting a little catty between the Patriots and the Texans. And, you know, this is ultimately, I think, is just about getting something for nothing. It seems like if they're going this far, if they actually have to fight it and file tampering charges, it says to me that Caserio wants out and he wants to go to Houston. And so I think the Patriots are just trying to get something out of it instead of just letting him walk away for free. So I wouldn't be shocked if they end up with one of the Texans draft picks out of this.
What is the process now regarding tampering? Because I know it definitely kicks the can down the road, and that might affect the Texans' opportunity to get him, correct?
Yeah, you know, if they ultimately go through with this, and again, it's not just like a leverage point, a negotiating point. I think this will probably be settled before the NFL conducts a thorough investigation. Apparently there are, you know, some videos or recordings or something from the ring ceremony. I'd be curious to know what type of evidence, direct evidence, the Patriots have of tampering, because, you know, Jack Easterby was a guest at the party, and I'm sure he was talking to everyone there. So, apparently the Patriots, they have the threat of some proof of tampering. You know, if they really went through with it, then the NFL would, someone from the league office would investigate it. If it's really egregious, it could end up in a, you know, $500,000 fine and the loss of a major pick. The last time that the Patriots did the tampering charges back in 2015, the Jets only were fined $100,000, didn't lose a draft pick, wasn't a big deal. Again, it's really, you're sending a message by levying the tampering charges. It's more about letting people know that you're not happy with the way this is going and making a stink. And again, I think this is really just about making sure the Patriots get something of value in return instead of just letting Nick Caserio walk. This is a surprising turn of events for me. I wrote a column just 2 days ago saying if I were Nick Caserio, I'd tread very carefully with the Houston Texans. To me, this doesn't look like a significant promotion for him. It looks like a lateral move, and he's got a good thing going in New England. The fact that we're at this point, it leads me to believe that Caserio wants out, that he doesn't mind that it's a lateral promotion to Houston, that he just wants out of New England after 19, 20 years here. So that to me is the most surprising thing, that in all of this, it seems pretty clear that Nick Caserio wants to leave New England and does want to go to Houston.
Talking to Ben Volen of the Boston Globe, he covers the New England Patriots. I've been listening in on some radio in Boston, and they're not even mentioning this tampering because obviously you had a big game yesterday in the Stanley Cup, Game 7. We've seen Patriots leave over the last two decades, and they always next man up mentality. They keep winning Super Bowls. It's the best dynasty we've ever seen. How much of a loss, though, would Nick Caserio be? Or do Patriots fans and maybe even people that cover the team like you feel like anyone is replaceable with the Patriots? How big of a loss would this be for Bill Belichick to lose a guy that many people regard as his right-hand man?
Yeah, I think it's a significant loss. He was a right-hand man, and Easterby was one of Belichick's right-hand men. Easterby sat in every personnel meeting for the last, 5 years. And even though he's listed as, team chaplain and character coach, the Patriots really relied on him on trying to find the guys that would fit into their culture and that would be coachable and that would work well with the Patriots. So you've already lost Easterby. They've had a significant losses up and down, mostly the coaching staff. They've lost, I think, 5 assistant coaches this past offseason. Some of them work for better opportunities. Brian Flores obviously becomes the head coach in Miami, but they're now on their third defensive – well, they don't have a defensive coordinator right now because Greg Schiano left, but they also have lost Matt Patricia and Brian Flores in recent years. They've lost several members of their coaching staff. One of their high-ranking scouts just left for a job with the Raiders. There's a lot of pieces moving here with the Patriots, and one of their big advantages over the rest of the AFC for years has just been their continuity and their institutional knowledge. With Brady, Belichick, McDaniels, Caserio, Dante Scarnecchia, the list goes on. They have all these guys that have just been here forever and have so much institutional knowledge. And, remember that play we ran in 2007? What if we brought it back, but we added this wrinkle to it this time? And, they've lost a lot of names. And if you're adding Nick Caserio on top of that, that's a big brain drain out of Foxborough. They still have Brady, Belichick, Josh McDaniels, and Ernie Adams and some other guys. But you can't keep losing these significant pieces. And so I think losing Caserio is going to hurt them, no question.
Ben Volen covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe, joins us here. There's another interesting level to this to me, and maybe it's not a possibility, but the Patriots still have to give permission for the Texans to even interview him. Beyond that, beyond the tampering, they still have to give permission. And you talked about a lateral move. Could that be denied? Could that be their next line of defense, so to speak?
Well, I think that's where we're at right now. Is they're kind of it's all part of this fight with the tampering charges and granting of permission. And I think what the Patriots are saying is you guys took 2 steps. You jumped the gun and you started interviewing the guy before we gave you permission. So now we're going to file these tampering charges. And again, I ultimately think it's about making sure the Patriots don't come away with this empty-handed, that they get a second or a third round pick out of the Texans for Nick Caserio. The anti-tampering policy is not cut and dried, so to speak. Caserio might have a clause in his contract that says he's allowed to interview for these jobs. We're not quite sure. Again, what I think is clear is that Caserio wants this job and he wants out. And I think at this point, if you've got the Patriots having to file tampering charges and fight and all this stuff, is it really salvageable? Can Caserio even come back at this point? Seems pretty clear he doesn't want to work here right now if it's gotten to this point. So I think that there's only one end game here, and that's Nick Caserio ending up in Houston.
Ben, we've talked about Caserio ad nauseum. I sold myself on Caserio. I had a corny saying. I still have it. Caserio is the only scenario.
Around the back.
But what about this Monty Ozenfort character there, the backup plan? Because I've looked into him. I don't get as excited about Monty Ozenfort. Should I be more excited and more open to the possibility of Ozenfort being the guy that the Texans end up hiring?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. First of all, that's the guy that I thought would be more into this Texans job because, look, if you're a first-time GM, you know, Nick Caserio, I would think you'd want a team where you're starting over with a blank slate. You get to reshape the roster. This Texans job, you know, Bill O'Brien is still probably the ultimate boss. You're inheriting someone else's team. Everyone might be on the hot seat there with given how the Texans things have gone, and Brian Gain was just fired after 16 months. So I would think it would be a guy like Monty Austinfort who wants to take that leap and is willing to take that jump over Nick Caserio, who's got a more stable position here in New England. I honestly can't tell you a whole lot about Monty Austinfort. This is the Patriots, and he's one of these guys that he does a million things behind the scenes, and the Patriots give you a one-sentence bio of him. I know he's been in charge of their college drafting for
I couldn't
years.
Find anything, Ben. I tried his, I found a documentary, Do Your Job, and I saw a little bit from him, but I could not find anything about this man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I could pick him out of a police lineup, to be perfectly honest with you. I just know he's, you know, they have a lot of talented, hardworking young guys. I know they've had a bunch from John Carroll University in Ohio. I'm not 100% sure if he's part of that crew, but, you know, Monty Austinfort, Dave Ziegler, these are the guys behind Nick Caserio in the front office. And if you think Nick Caserio has been anonymous for the Patriots, these guys have been tenfold.
So how do you see this playing out? If you had to predict, is Nick Caserio going to be working in New England in 2019, or is he going to be working in Houston?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think the only end game here is Caserio going to Houston. I think at this point it's pretty clear. If we're this far down the road with tampering charges and it's getting nasty with the fight, I think it's pretty clear that Caserio wants to leave and he wants to take this job. And I think the Patriots are just trying to see what they can get out of it. So I think at this point, Caserio is going to be with the Texans in 2019.
All right, Ben, before I get you out of here, I want to ask you this, just because everybody's jealous of Boston sports fans. How hard do y'all take losing a championship like you did yesterday in the Stanley Cup? Is it just basically just like a ho-hum, another day type thing, or does it hurt just as bad as it would if, say, a city like Houston lost a championship?
I mean, I can't honestly compare that. It hurts today. I mean, on the radio, a lot of sour personalities today on the radio, and you saw some stories of guys just leaving the game in the second period last night or early in the third period, just walking out. I don't want to watch the Bruins celebrate on our home ice, even though they've had a ton of championships here. I think, you know, 14 or something in this century. They definitely took it pretty hard. You know, certainly having the Patriots being dominant every year kind of eases that sting a little bit, but this is, you know, this is an old school Bruins town, and fans here haven't seen the Bruins clinch on their home ice since like 1970, and game seven, this was huge. And they just had such a wet fart last night. So it definitely hurts the Boston fans.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, cause I don't feel too sorry for you guys, cause y'all get so many, but I just wanted to check. But we appreciate you for hopping on, man. You're one of the best, and we thank you very much for the insight.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Ben Volen of the Boston Globe right there. A lot of good stuff there that we can dissect coming up a little bit next. He says Nick Caserio is the scenario.
Direct
it looks
quote.
Like he wants out.
Well, he didn't say that. Direct quote that we got to dig into next. I think at this point Caserio is going to be with the Houston Texans in 2019.
Well, that's music to my ears. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.